Well, talk about the federal milk marketing order hearing yesterday wrapped up and is on a temporary pause. Tell us about this.
Yeah, it's on a six-week hiatus and resuming on November 27th, which may seem a little bit odd, but, you know, putting these things together is a lot of logistics, and basically what happened was USDA ran out of time. The hearing was scheduled to last 5 to 7 weeks. We went on the later end of that. It was supposed to be ending this week. It did not, and now the venue in Carmel, Indiana, isn't available again until after Thanksgiving. So, you know, for one sense, it kind of helps the process a bit because it allows people to take a deep breath and take a run at the last big issue, which is the Class 1 price surface. You know, on the other hand, you hate to see the whole process pushed back. Now, on November 27th, they'll pick up again in Carmel. They'll have 1 week in that facility. And then if they need to go one more week, they have another place they can go nearby. This will wrap up in early December. You know, we got the finish line in sight, but there's still some important stuff to talk about. So USDA in the hearing, for some logistical reasons, needed to take a break.
All right. And maybe bottom line, what is this intended to accomplish? What actually are you going to do when you get to the end of this?
If you take a look at our website, nmpf.org, we actually have a graphic on our FMMO updates page. You can just click on the blue bar in the middle of the page. It outlines the whole process and where we're at it. And basically, once you get all this testimony in the record, the stakeholders respond to the testimony, then the USDA releases its decision. The USDA takes comments and feedback on their draft recommendation. Then they do their final proposal, and then at the end, the dairy farmers vote. Now, these all have set timelines, and that's the unfortunate part of this hiatus in the hearing, is it pushes the whole timeline back about 6 weeks. But if you follow all of the dates, this sets up a producer vote pretty close to the end of 2024, at which point then that's your federal order. So there's a lot to be done, but there's also a lot to be digested. And this 6 weeks actually gives us a chance to actually kind of start looking at a little bit of that even before the hearing's over.
All right. So you can get a lot of resource and great information at the National Milk Producers Federation website there. What about coming to Chicago? Tell us about this. What's happening next week in Chicago?
So what's going on in Chicago is the IDF World Dairy Summit. This is a huge dairy palooza, basically, of global dairy experts from all around the world taking a look at some of the technical issues that are facing the industry. It hasn't been in the United States for 30 years. It goes around the world, but it spends a lot of time in more developing markets. Coming to the U.S. is a really great chance to tell an American dairy story, you know. U.S. dairy is highly productive, very efficient. It's a rising exporter. It also has a great story to tell on sustainability. You know, in terms of the productivity of feeding the world, U.S. dairy is really proactive and really a leader in making sure that, you know, some of the issues that the livestock industry gets criticized for, we're really proactive in facing that. So it's exciting to have everyone in Chicago. A lot of work going on, all the folks, you know, from the checkoff, from NMPF, from the industry, trying to put this thing together. So it's gratifying to see the show finally on the road.
Wow. Now, I bet you a lot of people stuck around internationally then because the World Dairy Expo had just finished up last week in Madison.
Well, you know, I'm sure that you know, the Upper Midwest Convention and Visitors Bureau's hotel rooms have probably gotten a little bit more dairy occupancy than usual. Yeah, I tell you, it's been quite the ride for our staff, though. Like, I've been here in Washington trying to kind of keep the trains running on time while all the folks on staff from NMPF, it's like, okay, where are you today? It's been pretty lonely in the office lately. You know, we had a huge contingent at World Dairy Expo, really connecting with farmers. You know, that's important for our farm program. It's important for, you know, our younger members. It's important for the industry to make sure that we're representing, and we were definitely there in full force. But then you take your breath for a week, you head to Chicago, now you're going to be in full force for that whole show. And don't forget, we have our annual meeting next month. So lots of chances for dairy folks to interact with one another and share some ideas and get updates on important issues facing the industry. And then again, just to represent, just to show the world that U.S. dairy has a great story to tell, that, you know, we're proactive, we're leaders. We're built for today, and we're going to succeed tomorrow.
All right. Give our farmers out there, the dairy farmers out there, well, I guess the non-farmers as well, your website information again with the National Milk Producers Federation, because I've breezed through it, and you've got a lot of information, a lot of resources that are available free.
Yeah, and the easiest thing to do, I'd recommend two things. One, if you want to know everything about the federal order, go to our webpage, nmpf.org. Just click on the blue bar in the middle of the page. That'll take you to our milk marketing order resources. It'll get you our updates. That gives you the main stuff. Now, if you want to go a little bit deeper into some of our updates and some of our publications and keeping up with what we have going, you go to nmpf.org/subscribe. That puts you on the list for our publications. You can get our daily news alert. You can get our Dairy Defined series. You can get our podcast. All this stuff is for free. Going now. Go fast. Move. NMPF.org. Blue bar.
There you go. Yeah, and again, remember, everybody makes a mistake about doing the .com, but it's .org. Make sure that you do that, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Great to talk to you, Gay. And Alan, we'll talk again soon, all right?
Take care.